Welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Dan Eller. We've got the South Carolina Lottery team with us today, live from Sharp Passes Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets together today. We do have the lottery girls here. We have Julie, and we also have Paulette here, and they have driven up from Columbia to let us know what's going on with the lottery. So how y'all doing today?
Doing great. Happy to be here. Love coming to Sharp Facets.
I know. And, you know, you've dressed very appropriately today, Julie. I've got a great Carmen Miranda bracelet out there that you absolutely positively need.
I saw that. That thing is breathtaking. It is beautiful.
It is beautiful. So, you know, Julie, you just you look great. I love your curly hair. You're always so vibrant here. You may have seen you, don't you, sometimes do the Powerball?
Yes, Paulette and I both do the draw sometimes. Paulette did it last night, and I did it Saturday night.
Well, Paulette, you're looking good here too.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I don't want to be, you know.
That's okay. Julie's pretty distinctive. Yeah. You wouldn't know her if she walked down the street.
That's right. So what happened on the lottery last night? Did we have any winners?
Oh, you know, I didn't check on that. I had a little slow power-up multiplier on Cash 5 last night, so the drawing was a little interesting. But, I'm not sure about the winners. We didn't see any big winners this morning. I know
Didn't see any big winners.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have a lot. I'll tell you about some of those.
Okay, we've got some good winners. You know, we just had a $100,000 winner the end of June right here in Greenwood.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
We've had a lot of winners.
Yeah, we have.
What, have they loosened up a little bit to try to get...
I interviewed a lady yesterday who won $200,000 on cash, $200 Cash Inferno. And she's going to buy a house with it so that her grandkids can have a backyard.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it was a really sweet story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on 4th of July weekend, we had 3 Palmetto Cash 5 winners. One won $100,000, $200,000, and $300,000.
Got it. Makes you want to go out and buy a ticket, doesn't it?
Exactly. So they had a great weekend.
They had a great weekend.
North, yeah.
Well, that was fireworks for sure.
Yeah, fireworks. They had a lot of fireworks, I guess.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Like you said, there aren't many times where anybody ever says, yes, I'm Ann Eller, and I won X amount of dollars.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's always afraid that somebody's going to come and ask for money, right?
And it's nice that we give them the opportunity to remain anonymous in South Carolina, because some states you don't.
They don't have
your name no matter what. But, you know, we want to respect our players.
Yeah. Now, who actually controls the lottery? Is that a state?
Well, we have a lottery commission who are people who are appointed by the governor and the General Assembly that controls us. And we are kind of like a semi-state agency.
Semi-state, okay. Mm-hmm. But all the money goes, where does the money actually go?
Well, the lottery, what we do is raise money for education and deposit it into the education lottery account. And then your representatives, the General Assembly, every year decides how to appropriate that money, which means kind of how to distribute it to different educational programs. So all we essentially do is raise money. It's fun. We have a fun time raising money.
That's right. And you didn't get to ride the lotto vehicle today.
No, the Lottery Express, someone took the keys. So,
but was the vehicle
it's an employee. Yeah, the vehicle's there, and we're pretty sure an employee took the keys. So we're not coming after anybody listening.
All right. Well, this is great. Well, we're going to have a good time talking about the lottery. You know, it's almost time for back to school, so this really is an appropriate time to be talking about all the good things the lottery does. And, of course, there are even helplines to help people that get too addicted to the lotto. Well, I mean, you know, we all have a tendency to get addicted. And, you know, I think particularly in these economic times, it would be easier than ever to get addicted because you're just hoping that something's going to change your luck.
Right, but we don't want people to play for that reason.
I know,
right? We want
a lot of people would do it for that. Yeah,
Sometimes they think, well, a dollar could turn it, and my troubles will be over. But we have to be careful with that. We want you to play for fun. If you do run into a problem, we do have, like you mentioned, the South Carolina Gambling Helpline. I'll give you that number. It's 877-452-5155. We also have, well, one of the few lotteries that actually has a website devoted to problem gambling. So you can go to our main website is seeducationlottery.com, and you can click on Play Responsibly, or you can go directly to playresponsiblysc.com, and that will take you to a website that will give you information on warning signs, how to get help, mm-hmm. where to get help, give you responsible guidelines for playing.
Sure.
On the other side, for people who just want to know, you know, how should I be playing the lottery?
Right.
And so we let you know that.
How should you play the lottery? I'd like to know.
In terms of win.
With spare change, coins you find under the couch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not your bread money. That's
right.
What we want people to know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean, it can happen, and that's
mm-hmm.
why I think it's so great that there is the option to help people or try to avoid the problem to begin with.
That's true.
It should be fun, and it should be a wow if
right.
one does win.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And our money does go to, like Julie was saying, go to fund
education.
For our problem gambling in the state
oh, yeah.
of South Carolina.
So what now? It does go to?
The money that, some of the portion of the money that we raise, the,
mm-hmm. For the South Carolina.
The legislature appropriates to problem gambling resources in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So Otis has received money
yeah.
from lottery proceeds to operate and treat problem gambling.
Okay, so part of the money does go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
exactly.
a good thing. All right, well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery today on the 72 Bypass. Speaking of an opportunity, I tell you what, if you have gold, if you are sitting there trying to decide whether to gamble on selling it today, you know, I always say this, Julie, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right.
Yes. And right now the price of gold is at $1,603,
oh
almost
$1,604. Wow.
And silver is at $40.38. If you have these items... A lot of people, just like when they play the lottery
right,
and things,
right.
they think holding on may be the best mm-hmm. answer. My philosophy is take advantage, take
yeah.
that bird in the hand worth two in the bush.
If I had some right now, you'd be having it.
So anyways, if you've got gold, if you've got silver, if you've got silver dollars, I think today one silver dollar, we're buying them for $26.
Oh,
are
wow.
Really?
That's right. So that one silver dollar is worth $26.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh, I need my dad's briefcase. He has rolls
several,
of those things.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that unbelievable? It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So if you have silver dollars, if you have sterling silver flatware that, you know, you're tired of polishing or doing things
yeah.
with, $1,500 to $3,000 for a set of silver. Got to be sterling silver.
How much?
Let me call
1,500 to 3,000.
My parents have that too.
I know. I don't
and we only use it at Christmas.
Yeah. Look,
what's wrong with plastic, right?
Me
stuff.
Too, Paula.
Okay. Well, you guys may have to come back up here to
greet
yeah.
me,
right?
Yeah. Lottery might be here next week.
Okay. All right. Anyways, we're here at Sharp Facets. We wanted you to know that we are going to have some giveaways here with the lottery. Did you bring cash today?
No, but we did bring a bag or a handbag type thing, a T-shirt, a swanky hat, and a travel mug.
All right. So we're going to do some giveaways during the show. You got to stay with us right now. Let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller, with the South Carolina Lotto Girls with us. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
All right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Yes, we have Julie Huffman here with us, and we have Paulette Parker-Smith here with us. And we just had a call. You guys are going to like this one now. David Richardson says, I have visions of pirates dividing up the booty when you say the legislatures divide things up. It is probably like that. Who has the biggest sword? Arr! But anyways, he also says he wishes all government representatives sounded so perky and positive. Every agency should use your training and screaming.
Thank you. That is so sweet.
Yeah, they want a copy of this.
We're going to show that to our boss. So thank you very, very much.
And if you get a raise, will you let us know? Absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, it says, well, one of the things that I was just reading here is the price of Powerball tickets are going to increase from $1 to $2 as of January, but the jackpots are also going to increase. What's going on?
Yeah, well, the jackpot now starts at $20 million. Mm-hmm. It will
start. I know, just that little amount of money.
But it's going to double. When it turns to $2 a play, it will start at $40 million. And also, if you... Power play is going to stay the same.
Yeah.
It will be $1. So if you get a Powerball ticket with power play, it will be $3. But right now, if you match all five numbers with power play, you get $1 million. That will double.
Yeah.
It will be $2 million.
I only get $1 million, and now I have $1 million. Wow.
Right. And that's regardless of the multiplier, because they changed that earlier this year or something.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just match five numbers with Power Play, you get $2 million. That'll be starting in January.
And the odds of hitting the top jackpot will be better for you, too.
Yes.
They'll still be high odds against you, but they'll be better.
And the minimum you win for matching, I think, like getting the Powerball is like $4. With Power Play, it's $4.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it will change to $12.
So that's good.
So that's good. So the minimum with Power Play would be $12 that you would win.
And if you still want to buy a $1, you know, high money game, you can still play Mega Millions. We'll still have that around.
Well, how much money have people won? Now, you're coming up on your 10th anniversary
here. Right, in January.
Okay, which is why I guess you're doubling things, I guess.
That wouldn't be us, though.
That's done by a whole separate group, but it just happens to be a great time to celebrate.
Absolutely. But how much money do you have any idea how much money the lottery has given to winners? Any idea on that? Or
I
just
do have the information, but I didn't bring it with me.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I was just interested. But how about how much money the lottery generates to education?
Well, for education, it's right now at the beginning of July, the General Assembly appropriated $2.8
billion.
Billion with a B.
Right.
And that's since 2002.
Wow.
So that's a lot of money. Most of it does go to scholarships for higher education. K-12 does receive money as well. I know they've received over $600 million, but that doesn't include this year's new appropriation amount. So that was what it was last year. And I do know this year also the school buses are going to be receiving some lottery proceeds. The libraries are going to. They didn't last year, neither of those.
The
county library systems, and DEOTIS is receiving an amount as well. The Department of Drug and Other
Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services.
I can't ever say that right.
It's too long a name for me. Yeah, South Carolina Gambling Helpline. So
mm-hmm.
they'll get some money. They haven't gotten any in several years.
Right. And I don't have the exact figures yet. I'll be sending that out to the media at the beginning of August.
Okay, well, make sure you let us know.
Oh, you
bet. Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is a great time for y'all to be here because we are talking about students going off to school.
Mm-hmm.
We've got college and the tech schools, and there's so much availability for people. There's no reason that somebody, if they want to go to school,
right.
can't go to school.
Exactly. And the lottery, our proceeds benefit about six different scholarships, the Palmetto Fellows Scholarship, the Life Scholarship, the Hope Scholarship, the Needs-Based Grant, National Guard College Tuition Assistance Program, and Lottery Tuition Assistance. And Lottery Tuition Assistance is great because you can be just out of high school or you can be someone my age or someone who's been laid off and you want to go back to school to find a new career. You can use Lottery Tuition Assistance to help you get there. And you can be a full or part-time student as well.
You know, that's terrific, and
mm-hmm.
I guess that there's an ad that y'all run on TV that I've
right.
seen where they show a young person and an older person
mm-hmm.
both filling
mm-hmm.
out their applications.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing about lottery tuition assistance.
Sure, and particularly because we have so many older people that have to go back to
mm-hmm.
school if they're going to compete in today's economy.
Exactly.
That's true.
So These are good things. Now, if somebody wants to get more information about applying, particularly this last one you're talking about, where do they go?
They need to contact the Commission on Higher Education, and their website is che.sc.gov.
Our, a nice short name there.
Yeah, I know. Okay. The Commission on Higher Education, their website is che.sc.gov. Or if you know what technical college or university you want to go to, just contact their financial aid office.
Sure. And I know Piedmont Tech right here in Greenwood is a big, big proponent of working with and getting financing in all different aspects for people.
Right.
So if you think that you can't afford to go to school because you don't have the money, you need to check this out.
And there's also a bridge program out there. If you're just out of high school and you decide to go to a technical college, you can use lottery tuition assistance to take some classes and then bridge on over and go to a like a university or college in South Carolina and transfer over to the Life Scholarship. So you can benefit from both programs by doing that.
I guess what you're saying is there's a lot of different ways to make this work.
You bet.
So the lottery certainly has been... What did we do before the lottery started? That's 10 years now. What did we do before the lottery here?
I remember my grandparents paid for my college, thankfully.
So this is a boon, particularly in these economic times, to have ways that people can get to school or get the education
exactly.
So they can go on and become taxpayers, which is what we
know.
Really need. Yeah. So... what else is going on in the lottery? Now, don't you have some new programs that are going to be coming out?
We have some new games.
Competitions?
We do. We have some new tickets that just came out, and we're trying to push our $1 tickets, like Red Hot Cherries.
Which is really cute looking.
Really cute. And Beach Bucks.
Beach Bucks?
Yeah, perfect summertime ticket.
Okay.
Rock and Roll Sevens is a $2 ticket. And $200,000 Cash Inferno, which Julie mentioned, someone has already won that $200,000.
That's had a lot of winners on it, lower tier and the top prize.
Right, yeah, but there's still some out there.
There's
so.
Four top prizes remaining on Cash Inferno.
Now, on these, the money that comes in is from people playing the lottery. It's not invested funds or whatever. It is people playing the lottery.
That's the only way that we make money.
My God, there's a lot of people playing the lottery. Well, if you can give away that amount of money, plus generate that money for education and have those dollars available, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. And we're on a very cheap form of entertainment. I mean, you can play a game for a buck. So
that's true. You know, maybe we ought to consider that for taxes. Let's just have the lottery pay our taxes here. How about that?
Good luck. Good luck with that.
I just was thinking out loud here. I wonder if Governor Haley's listening today. Maybe we can consider that. You know, some states don't have income taxes and whatnot because they are so much taxes coming in from sales tax.
Right, exactly.
So why can't we have a lottery tax? All right. Anyways, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are going to be having a good time talking about some more of these programs. We're also going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about doing a giveaway here. That's right. You won't have to buy a ticket, will you, Julie?
No, not at all. Goodie bag full of stuff.
That's right. So, you know, we've done these giveaways before when the gals are here. We got a cool cup that would be great. I'm sure this one doesn't tip over in the car.
No, sucker does not. That's like a block.
A block, yes. Okay, but it's plastic, and it'll sit right there on your dashboard and hit you in the head. No.
Yeah.
A great hunting hat with South Carolina Education Lottery on it, a nice T-shirt, and a great canvas bag, blue and white, that says South Carolina Education Lottery. You can never have too many of these things. So they're going to be thinking, while we hear a word from South Carolina News, what they want to ask you. And, of course, we do know that we do have a site that helps those that have overindulged or thinking that they might overindulge.
Right,
What's the name of that website again?
PlayResponsiblySC.com.
PlayResponsiblySC.com. Well, there's a good one right there. You also, though, have a website, don't you, that just tells you about the lottery, Julie?
Actually, that's the Commission on Higher Education, and they're a separate agency. Their website's che.sc.gov.
.gov. So there are lots of websites. The lottery is getting ready to celebrate its 10th anniversary. When is that, in January?
In January.
10 years ago, we started the lottery, and we never looked back, did we?
No, we did not. We just keep getting better.
And that's great, because they get to come up here and visit with us, and we get to talk about what's going on. Lots of things. The school buses this year will be getting some lottery money, which is a first.
Right. Well, it hasn't happened in a few years.
It has been a few years.
Actually, 450 school buses have been purchased with lottery proceeds in the past.
Wow, 450 school buses. You know, I don't know. I hope you're listening because I've been handing out some
wink, wink, nod, nod.
What the questions might be. Hey, it's time for us to hear South Carolina news. Don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Dan Eller. Our special guest is with the South Carolina Lotto. Here's your host, live from Sharp Passes Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 bypass. We are here with Julie Huffman and Paulette Parker Smith. Is that right? I'm not looking at my notes. Oh, I got it right.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyways, we have the lottery girls with us here today. They drove up here from Columbia. They certainly enjoy coming up here to spend time with us. And they're taking back that note, David, that you gave us. They are very impressed with that. So they want to take that back and see how they can work it. Anyways, we want to talk about some of the other aspects of the lottery. It does a lot of good things in our area. We just found out that it even this year is going to purchase school buses or has purchased.
Yes, since the start of the lottery, about 450 school buses have been purchased with lottery proceeds.
That's true.
And they're going to receive another allotment of money this year, and I guess they'll purchase school buses with it. I'm not sure.
Sure. Well, of course, you know, one of the questions that I would have is that seems to be a constant variable is the price of gas and diesel fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this
yeah,
is,
right.
I mean,
goes
you know,
up and down. Mm-hmm.
It does. I mean, right now, and I think it's $3.48, $3.49 a gallon. A couple of weeks ago, it was $3.20.
Exactly.
You just can't count on that.
Right.
And that has to be tough for school districts to deal with.
Yes, and gas prices, in the past, in fact, lottery proceeds were used to purchase gas for school buses during Hurricane Katrina, whenever gas was just so expensive and really hard to come by. So, you know, that's one unique way that it's been used.
So the lottery can change. It's not as far as working with the schools and everything.
Well, yes, each year it depends on how the money's been appropriated. For example, like the money that's gone to K-5 classrooms, it's helped purchase things like books, whiteboards, supplies. It's helped do teacher training programs for the instructors. So it helps at a lot of different levels. Even county libraries, they've used the money that's been given to them for building maintenance, purchased DVDs and movies, books, computers, training.
How did they do it before the lottery?
I don't know.
We must have been in a lot better shape.
Yeah. Or we just didn't get as much done.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But, you know, to compete in today's world, you need all these advantages,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely. All right. George Wright called in just a little while ago while we were on the air, and he said he really regards this lottery as fun with all the variations. His brother-in-law won $100,000 in 2008.
Awesome.
He made his life 100% better.
Yay! That's great. We love to hear things like that.
Yeah, and you know, the thing you like to hear when people have won money, that they have done something constructive with the money. You were telling me a story about someone that was going to, that just won?
Yes, I interviewed a winner yesterday, and she was a grandmother. She's a very young grandmother, and looks forward to buying a house so that her grandchildren can have a backyard to play in. So
great?
I thought that was just so sweet.
Yeah, it is. What a great time to be buying a house if you had the money, right?
I know. And in fact, exactly. She has two daughters and a son, and one of the daughters is going to technical college with lottery tuition assistance.
Wow, that is great.
Yeah.
Well, there are so many good things. I really, you know, sometimes people say, well, why should we have the lottery, or isn't that a form of gambling?
Mm-hmm. It is a form of gambling, but, you know, you do it in moderation. We just want it to be entertainment.
Sure. I mean, so we need a little entertainment.
Yeah.
We've given up a lot of things in this economy. Yeah.
That's right.
So, Paulette, what type of programs we got going on? We talked a little bit about them, and then we're going to ask you a question, and we're going to see who can win. In fact, let's go ahead and ask the question. You know the call-in number, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. You will win a lottery prize pack with no lottery tickets in it. But good lottery stuff. All right. How many years has the lottery been here, and what month is their anniversary? So we've been talking about that. It should be an easy one. Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. How many years has the lottery been here, and what month is their anniversary? So let's see if we get a call in on that. Let's see who's paying attention here today. All right. But tell us about some of these. If last year we had some Ric Flair or some big names.
Yeah.
Football.
Oh, yeah.
He was a trip. He came back. He was actually on our St. Patrick's Day ticket.
Was he?
Yeah. What was that called? Lucky Blue?
Lucky.
Yes, Lucky
I think
Blue.
That was
That's
it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we gave away Camaro with the Ric Flair promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we have Jeep.
Jeep.
Yes, so if you buy a $5 Jeep ticket, we have a second chance promotion. We have a couple of drawings left. The next deadline is coming right up. It's July 29th.
July
29th? Right, so get that in.
Oh,
and
they
you can
got a winner.
Win.
Oh, okay, we got a winner. Okay, no more calls.
Packs. Yeah.
Okay, but we don't have a winner on this. The Jeep.
No.
The Jeep.
The Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Vehicle. $100,000 grand prize, or we give away actually 425 merchandise prize packs.
Wow.
So a lot of cool
Jeep stuff.
Gear.
Is there any particular area that wins more than others? I just need to know.
It's pretty spread out. our busiest retailer is actually in Charleston.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah, which is in an odd place, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically, where the population is greater is where the tickets.
You're going to have more opportunity to win.
Exactly.
So that's why it makes it pretty unbelievable that we had a $100,000 winner right here in Greenwood. So, see, it can happen anywhere.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
That's right. Well, we've already had one winner. We'll find out in a minute who our winner was. How many years has the lottery been here? Well, it's 10 years.
Yes.
And what month is their anniversary?
January.
There you go. So, we've got some more questions we're going to ask here in just a second. And here comes the telephone man, the one and only Jeff Eller, James Reynolds. And he said he's won $500.
Wow.
Now, how much have you spent, James?
Oh.
But at least he's got, you know, when you go, like, to any of the casinos and everything, you always say, well, I'm only going to spend X amount of dollars.
Right.
And, you know, and then just when you've just about given up, when you say, I only have $10 or $5 left, what happens? You get $20 or $30 back, and you go back and you play again. But anyways, he's won $500, and he won a prize pack right here. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
You're a winner.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's great, James. Come on down here to Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll give you your prize back. All right. So let's ask another question.
Yeah, give away some more stuff.
Give away some more stuff. We don't have the Wheel of Fortune.
No.
But
darn.
You know, that was the number one song. Kitty Callens did that song,
Wheel of Fortune.
I think it was back in, we just did this last week on my giveaway Friday. What was it? The Four Aces sang Coins in the Fountain, right? Her song became the number one song above their song.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? 1954, I believe it was.
Huh.
Wheel of Fortune. There you go. All right. Well, anyways, number of school buses purchased with lottery funds. Okay.
Were you listening?
Yes. We gave this answer a little while ago. Give us a call, 229-7984. A cool mug that will sit on your dashboard and won't tip over. A camo hat right here with South Carolina Educational Lottery. What else have we got here, Julie?
We got a nice T-shirt and an embroidered canvas bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just for answering that question, the number of school buses purchased with lottery funds. How many was it? Do you know the answer? Give us a call. These girls are also, you know, they do the lottery on TV, so they are TV personalities.
Oh, yeah. We're famous.
If you'd like their bag signed, they'll sign it.
That'll get you a piece of toast.
All right. Well, anyway, if we're looking for a winner on that, the number of school buses purchased with lottery funds, and, of course, will they be able to continue to do that? That's going to be a subject of debate because it is the Budget and Control Board that actually decides where the money is given. Is that correct?
No, that's the General Assembly.
General Assembly.
The amounts are posted up on the Budget and Control Board's website.
Okay.
And that's where we get our official figures from, so that's why we're holding off on getting the amounts.
Okay, we have a winner?
Yep.
All right, we already have a winner. How about that? How do you like this game
here? I
love that.
I'm giving away stuff.
That's right. Well, we'll find out. The number is actually 450 school buses.
Yes.
Kat, how much money is that? How much does a school bus cost?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It costs a lot.
It costs a lot because they have to be so safety concerned and everything. Yeah. And
they're course, nice nowadays. They're nice school buses.
You mean they're not like those big
yeah.
in the old days
it's
that you bounce around
in the torn fabric?
And the kids were always fighting in the back.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, we are here at Sharp Fastest Gallery. We were talking about the Jeep. You got any, what else is coming up, Paulette?
Doggies.
Let's see, yes. We've got Dog Dollars. That's what we call a homegrown ticket. It means we designed it at the lottery.
Okay.
So that's going to be a $2 ticket, and you can win up to $20,000 on that.
It has a cute dog on it.
What kind of dog is it?
It's some sort of pointer.
Okay.
Yeah. A hunting
it goes
dog.
With the camel.
Yeah.
It goes with the camel.
It does.
Yeah. If you like the camel hat, you love this ticket.
Okay.
All right. And football season is coming up, so we have a $100,000 touchdown. And, of course, it's a $5 ticket. You can win up to $100,000.
You know, it has to be hard to keep coming up with different promotions.
Yes. We have a department that actually does that. Well, marketing, we kind of do that, too, a little bit. And we work with a vendor who helps us come up with some games as well.
Yeah.
Now, you don't participate with other states, do we?
Yeah.
We are
part of the Muscle Group, and that's a group of different state lotteries through the Powerball and Mega Millions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked with North Carolina. We borrowed their Ric Flair ticket, and they let us use their commercial.
Yeah,
okay.
And you'll see a lot of tickets in other states that we have here because it's not a competition.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, but you don't partner like when they have the Mega Millions and they have.
Yeah.
Do you all partner with other states?
Yeah.
That's how the jackpots can get so high is that we're partnering with a bunch of other states for the Powerball game and the Mega Millions game.
Right.
But the Pick 3, Pick 4, and Palmetto Cash 5 are all just South Carolina, as well as our scratcher tickets.
Right.
Okay. You can tell I just don't know enough about this.
Makes
me want to go out and buy some tickets over here.
Imagine the learning curve when we got hired. It was something.
How long have you worked at the lottery, Julie?
I think 4 years now, and I was like a peach expert before I got here, so it was just like, okay.
It's peach season.
Yeah.
Have you had a peach lottery ticket?
We had peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler, yes. Was that your contribution here?
No.
And that was a homegrown ticket also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paulette, how long have you worked for the lottery?
4.5 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Ida May Merchant, she says the girls are really attractive. Are they going to stay? They need to come out to Wesley Commons and tell everybody how much fun the lottery is.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's one of our assisted living complexes.
Oh, wow.
Here.
Nice.
Yeah, that would be fun to go out there and talk to everybody out there. Yeah. So, anyways, Ida May Merchant, you got to come back then and pick up your prize pack here. It's really nice. I'm sure, Ida, you'll look good in that camo hat from the lottery.
Really good.
All right. Well, anyways, we're having fun here today. It's good to have the lottery here. They do so many good things. Paulette, what would you say is the biggest contribution that the lottery does? What is the biggest contribution? The biggest contribution.
That I would have to be towards education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is why education is in our name, South
right.
Carolina
mm-hmm.
Education Lottery. So that is our main focus, is to raise money for education. But it also, I mean, our retailers benefit.
Mm-hmm.
They benefit commissions when people win. Also, they get 1% of jackpots of winnings over $10,000.
Have you had any put in jewelry stores?
We probably do. Yeah. We have wick shops and baseball shop store cards.
Yeah, it just can't be your main business, the lottery. So you can have that. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
all right. Well, we'll have to think about that. We're buying a lot of gold and silver here.
Right,
we got
right.
people coming in all the time, so maybe we should think about that. But, you know, there are so many different parts. Of course, we're all familiar with the Life Scholarships mm-hmm. and the, what are the other
Palmetto Fellows, the HOPE Needs-Based Grant, National Guard College Tuition Assistance Program.
Of course. And then there's that other one.
Mm-hmm.
What's that other one?
Lottery Tuition Assistance, which helps people of all ages go back to school, to technical college, to earn another degree or to further their education, and you can be a full or part-time student.
You know, that's tremendous. You know, you would think you'd have to be a full-time student to be able to take advantage
right.
of that.
I always am surprised that it's great that it can be somebody of any age.
Sure.
You know?
Yes, because everybody needs help.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it's hard to find financial aid when you're older.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
So that's a good part. So that is the, what is it called again?
Lottery Tuition Assistance.
Lottery Tuition Assistance Program. Benefits everybody. All right. Well, now let's move on and do question number three here. What will the price of the Powerball tickets be in January? And part two, how big will the jackpot become because the tickets are now $2? Now, this is difficult. I understand.
Yeah.
The starting jackpot.
The starting jackpot.
Right.
Okay. So it'll start at the tickets
a
will change
figure.
From one price to another price. And then the starting jackpot will be a different price. So if you can give us both parts of the answer, you could win another prize pack right here from the...
Yeah,
that's already ringing. That's funny.
The vivacious, perky girl from the lottery. All right. Well, anyways, when they come up here, we just have a good time. In fact, when we get finished, they're eyeing the donuts that we have at the end of the
something
table.
Something else.
So, but anyways, they didn't get to drive the lottery bus up
no,
here.
We have a boring state in Paula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're happy to have it to drive.
I mean, the other alternative was not good.
No. Running here we wouldn't be a pretty sight.
And had air conditioning, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Very necessary. All right. We are here at Sharp Passes Gallery. We've talked about some other programs. Any other programs that you'd like to tell us about, Paulette?
Yes. Don't forget to send your Bass Pro Shop ticket in. We have our last second chance drawing is going to be coming up because that ticket, I think of the last big top prize has already been sold. So
right.
we generally take them out of the stores at that point.
Okay. We have a winner. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So you can win Adventure Trip of a Lifetime.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. To, well, one of them is to Hilton Head.
Yeah.
But you can go Alaska, Missouri, Colorado. And then we also have a grand prize of $100,000. And we've already actually had someone to choose Alaska. They actually, it was a funny story because they got they're big fishermen, the wife and the husband. And they were on Lake Watery fishing when they got the call that they actually had won the trip. So they wanted to go to Alaska.
So they got to
choose.
They got to choose.
Yes, they got to choose. Mm-hmm. And so they've always wanted to go to Alaska to fish.
Wow.
Because
so.
They said the fish were bigger than bears or something up
there.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So if you have some of those, send them in.
All right. Well, listen, what's some of the best stories about people winning? I mean, you know, like that's a neat story here. You've got any other stories you can be...
Well, the first Powerball jackpot winner we had that was actually a South Carolina resident purchased his Powerball jackpot ticket, his winning jackpot ticket, on his birthday and chose the... He picked his numbers, and the numbers were the birthdays of his siblings.
Okay.
And he won $35 million.
Right, and he's only 19?
Yeah.
Yes.
19?
19.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was the first ticket he ever bought. He bought it in a bottle of Tropicana.
And he's never bought a ticket since. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
But, you win $35 million.
Yeah, and the second Powerball jackpot winner we had, who was a South Carolina resident, he won a large amount. He won, over $300
million.
And he's given money back to Morris College. He's given money to educational colleges in Charleston. He's bought buses for some colleges. He's just given it out. Yeah.
And he said he played specifically for education purposes.
Yeah.
He wanted to give money to education.
I know a lot of people that play for the education because they know that their money is going to help the education aspect of it.
Right. And for every dollar that is spent on lottery tickets, 62% goes back to prizes because people wouldn't win, wouldn't play if they didn't win, naturally.
Right.
About 27 cents goes into the education lottery account for education. Our retailers earn 7 cents on every dollar. And we keep the remaining amount for operating, and I think that's around 4%. And that's really conservative because the legislature has allowed us to use up to 8 cents on every dollar, and we keep it, it's actually a little bit below 4% when you get into the details.
You know, that, from a dollar perspective, that is tremendous that it's only running four cents on every dollar.
And that's for administration, advertising, the ticket costs. It's everything.
Salaries,
that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing because, you know, that's always one of the rubs on organizations is that administration is too heavy and the give back isn't enough.
Right.
So
and so that's a lot of money going back to the state because the retailer commissions go back to the state, the prize money goes back to the state. And then the education goes back to the state. And then our salaries, we spend it here.
And the big winners have to pay taxes on that money, so that goes.
Sure. And then, you know, you hope like that one that does do something good with
positive,
when they really win big bucks. Yeah,
right.
When they win big bucks. So that's tremendous. Bruce Moore is one was our winner here.
Yay.
That's right. He knew that the Powerball tickets are going from $1 to $2, and the starting jackpot will change from $20 million to $40 million. Bruce Moore says he will go to any jewelry store or restaurant that had lottery, much better than the gas station.
Ah, good point.
All right. There you go. All right.
Good
so, you know, I've got a future here. Okay. All right. Well, we have one more question.
Okay.
One more question. This is the fourth prize pack we'll be giving away. Who does the Lottery Tuition Assistance Program benefit? Is it only one, or is there a lot of groups, or who does the Lottery Tuition Assistance Program benefit? If you know the answer, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Who does the Lottery Tuition Assistance Program benefit? That's an easy one if you've been listening.
Very easy.
That's right. So see if you can give us a call, 229-7984, before we go off the air. Well, you know, the lottery does a lot of good things. And, you know, people had their questions when the lottery first started.
Right.
Was it going to do good things? But I think, let's go through those numbers again, how it breaks out for costs on every dollar.
On the dollar, about 62% of every dollar we raise goes back to the state in prizes. Because people, you know, if you weren't winning anything, you wouldn't play.
Right.
And then we deposit into the education lottery account, and that goes to support K-12 education, scholarships, libraries, everything. That's about 27 cents on every dollar. Our retailers earn 7 cents on every dollar for selling the tickets because they're the ones that do all the work.
Sure.
And we keep about 4 cents on the dollar to advertise, our administration costs, advertising, buying the tickets and sending them out there, everything. That's our total operation cost.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
Right.
And, you know, I don't see how anybody could bitch about that.
I'm very proud myself.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, we already got a winner here. Who does the Lottery Tuition Assistance Program benefit? Who does it benefit?
Everybody.
There you go. Everybody benefits from this program. So, regardless of whether you're 18, 19, or 20, or if you're 45, 50, or 55, you can use this program. I think the other part of that is it can be for full or part-time tuition.
Right.
Which is tremendous. Right. Now, what's the best way to find out about that program?
Contact the financial aid office of the technical college that you're interested in going to, or you can visit the Commission on Higher Education's website at che.sc.gov.
All right. So, anyways, these are the type of things that can happen. You can make a difference in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Either win the lottery or go back to school.
Believe it or not, we even have a program to help litter.
Yes.
program, clean sweep. You mail in your 10 Insta tickets back, and we recycle them. We get 100 people win $50 each month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can send your tickets back
That's
in.
Right. Keep
so
them
don't
the
throw
ground.
Them away.
No.
Right.
So there you go. Let's see. Eve Davis, she knows a $10,000 winner. plays $10 every week and has won small, and she just won big right here on Meet Me at the Diner.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood. It has been great to have y'all here
again.
We
love coming here. This is one of our favorite stops.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So get out there, play the lottery, play responsibly.
Yes,
that's right.
And have fun and know that you are helping education and a whole lot more right here in our state.
Right.
Gals, it sure is good to have you here today. Thanks so much for coming
up. Nice seeing you too, Ann. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. News is in progress. Take care. Bye-bye.